If you listen, it can protect you from wrong paths you take in your life. Let me show you a verse in Isaiah in chapter 30. You know, these were people who the Lord had said to them in Isaiah 30 verse 15, come back to me in repentance, turn back to me and rest, be quiet, trust in me, there you'll find your strength. But they said, no, we are in a hurry, verse 16, we've got to rush, we got work to do, we got to get on our scooters or cars or, and we got to flee, we got to do this, that and the other, there's a lot of work to do. He said, okay. That's the word the Lord says. If that's what you want to do, go right ahead. What is going to be the end result of that? 1,000 of you believers will run away from one demon. 1,000 of you believers will run away in fear. But the Lord longs to be gracious to you, verse 18. And He's waiting to have compassion on you. He wants you, verse 20. Last part, to see your teacher. And if you look at Jesus as your example, listen to this, verse 21. Then you will hear a word, you will listen to a word in your ears saying, this is the way. When you turn to the right or the left means when you take a wrong turning. That's the meaning there. You're going along life and you come to a fork in the road. You know how many times in our life we have to take a decision? Shall I do this? Shall I do that? Shall I marry this person, that person, go this place, that place? And you're taking the wrong turning, you'll hear a voice saying, no, not that way, to the left. Imagine all through life. What a way to live. I tell you, it's been the greatest longing of my life for many years, to live like this. I have so many decisions to take, even in the ministry. I get 100 invitations to go here and there and the other place. They're all good. I can go and preach anywhere. I say, Lord, I have 100 roads in front of me. Which one shall I take? Isn't it good that the Holy Spirit is there to prompt you in your heart saying, this one. And you take it and you find this fruit at the end of it. Some of the other roads would be end up in frustration and waste of time. It's not only for ministry, in your own life. If you listen, you develop the habit of listening, get familiar with the Bible so that God's voice is more clear to you. You can identify, you know, the more you hear, it's like, how do you recognize your mother's voice in the midst of a whole lot of ladies talking on the other side of the wall? How is it you can identify your mother's voice and I can't? Because you've heard your mother's voice so often and I haven't heard it so often. It's the other side of a wall. You can't see a thing. Out of 25 voices, you say, oh, that's my mom. You know that you can identify God's voice like that. Out of 25 voices in your heart, you can identify saying, that's the voice of Jesus telling me this. What about all those other 24 voices? No, that's not the Lord. Those are other voices. It's the most useful habit you can develop in your life. I don't know how many of you will take what I'm saying seriously, at least today. Dear brothers and sisters, read the Bible. Read it. Meditate on it. I started reading it when I was 21 years old, immediately after my baptism. Seriously, I mean, I read it even after my conversion 2 years earlier, but seriously studying it. I used to carry a New Testament in my pocket so that I could read it. And when I'm standing in a bus, when everybody's just gaping around looking here and there, I would read the scriptures. And sitting in a bus or a train where everybody's just gossiping and talking and looking out of the window, I'd read the scriptures. That's where I read the Bible, study the Bible. There is time. If you want to make time, there is time. You've got to pick up these little fragments of time here and there. And at the end of life, what a useful life you can live. It's not only to protect you from wrong paths. When Jesus' example we see, when he was tempted, He lived on earth as a man. Don't ever forget this. Don't let the devil fool you to say he didn't live on earth as a man. He who does not confess that Jesus came in the flesh is the spirit of the Antichrist. He came in the flesh. He was tempted like you and me. And when he was tempted, another voice within him said, no, God has said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. He speaks that. Another temptation comes. He hears a voice inside saying, no, it is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. The third temptation, another voice says, no, it says you shall worship only the Lord your God. See, even Jesus, and so he could confess that. How did he know these verses? They're all from Deuteronomy, all those three verses. Because he had read them from childhood. And you know, in the moment of temptation, why is it we fall? Because we don't hear that voice. Why don't you hear that voice in temptation like Jesus heard it? Because we're not familiar with the scriptures. We have not spent our life choosing the one thing needful. We are dabbling in 101 things. Not evil things. Some people in evil things, but I think most of you are not dabbling in evil things, but a lot of things which are good, but not the most essential thing. So I hope we will learn one habit today. It will direct us. It will keep us in temptation. And one more thing, a lot of things what God's Word does. Let me tell you one more thing. Isaiah chapter 50 says about Jesus that the Lord, the Father, would open his ear every morning. Verse 4. The Lord God, you know, this is a prophetic reference to Christ. The Lord God, my Father, has given me the tongue of a disciple. The Bible says that if you can't control your tongue, your Christianity is worth zero. James 1 verse 26. How can I get a disciplined tongue? You know, many of us have a problem with anger. Many Christians, even after many years, they never seem to overcome anger. How to have a disciplined tongue? Here it is. The Lord has given me a disciplined tongue. And with that disciplined tongue, instead of getting angry and yelling at people, God gives me words to help needy people who come across my path. Do you know that the world is full of needy people? You've got needy people in your office, in your college, in your school, in your hospital, wherever you're working, in your neighborhood, among your relatives. The world is full of needy people who need something that will lift them up. Imagine that God can give you exactly the right word for those people. Yeah, I've experienced that numerous times. But how does that come? He wakens me, Isaiah 50 verse 4, morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen as a disciple. When you wake up in the morning, you know, when I wake up, sometimes in the middle of the night, I always feel God has woken me up. When I wake up in the morning, I say, God's woken me up. Start saying that. Start believing it. And he's woken you up because he wants you to start listening. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And listen throughout the day. Not just for a half an hour quiet time in the morning. Throughout the day till you go to bed. Then he will speak to you even in your dreams. Yeah. I prayed that. I said, Lord, speak to me in my dreams. Also, not just when I'm awake. And I want to listen till my whole life becomes like this. A habit of listening. This is what Jesus had. All his life he was listening. You won't say the stupid things that you often say if you're listening. You won't hurt your wife and your husband with the words sometimes that you use if you stop to listen from the morning. You'll have a word in season every time you have to speak a word to somebody if you listen. It won't come overnight. You've got to develop a habit. I mean, you go to a barbarian who's never brushed his teeth for 35 years and try to teach him to brush his teeth. You think he's going to learn it in one day?
Oh, no.
It'll take time, but he'll learn it. So people like us who have not listened regularly every day in our life, now we're going to start listening from the morning onwards. No, you're not going to learn it in one day, but maybe in 1 or 2 years you'll learn to brush your teeth. I mean, listen to God. That's what I mean. Listen. It'll change your life. That's the way to be a blessing to others. God's word, it's put on your mouth, it's going to be powerful.